We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bolsey has a wide receiver in mind for the Steelers. Please.
A guy that interests me as far as a veteran receiver that's out there is Marvin Jones. He's 33. He's going to be 33 this year, but he's coming off 500, just over 500 receiving yards last year, three touchdowns. The year before that in Jacksonville had 832 and four touchdowns. The year before that had almost 1,000 yards in Detroit with nine touchdowns. I think he still has it. He's been in the league for a decade now.
Free agent.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. A one-year deal, $2, $3
million. Yeah, would you think $2 or $3 million? How much did Thielen get? Did you see that?
I didn't see.
He got a
three-year
deal.
I wouldn't be opposed to Marvin Jones at all, Folsey. He didn't have a big year in Jacksonville, but he fits the profile of that wily veteran. You like that phrase, Ron?
Wily veteran. Wily, yeah.
I think he's
savvy,
very wily.
Maybe. You use the word savvy all the time.
I think he's as wily as they get, little Marvin Jones. I like it, Folsey.
Yeah. I mean, he's never been a number one receiver, but he's very useful.
All right. He wouldn't have to be a number one receiver here.
He wouldn't.
No. Just a nice, trustworthy route runner.
A piece. Yeah. A component. You like that word? How about component?
It's a good word. Yeah. Let's grade what Omar Khan has done so far, Ron. Why don't we do that? Somebody says to me, are you so naive to think that Omar Khan is the GM? Tomlin's the GM. I don't necessarily believe that.
I think he has a lot of power. Tomlin has a lot of say, but I think...
I don't know that he made the Claypool trade.
I was going to go back to that. I didn't know if you were going to start grading Omar now with what he's done this offseason, but go back to that. He gets an A for me from that one.
Do you think Tomlin made that trade?
No. I think Omar probably bounced it off Tomlin, and I think they came to a conclusion to do it.
Clear-cut A for that trade, Folsey.
Clear-cut.
Agreed.
Patrick Peterson, and I'll combine it as Peterson in.
Sutton out, right?
Yep.
I'm not quite ready to give that one an A. I'd probably say B.
Yeah, I think B+. I mean, it might end up being a wash, honestly. Maybe not long term. Maybe Sutton has, you know, 3 or 4 years left at that level, and maybe Peterson only has one or two. But I think as far as next year, it'll probably be a wash.
I'm going to say an A for now because it created the money to bring in at least one of these other guys. Now, it depends if any of these other guys are any good, but they got two players for the price of Cam Sutton. That's an A for me.
Yeah, they got to
pick one. Holcomb,
Fitzpatrick,
Herbig.
and the other Herbig. Yeah, the other guard.
Yeah, you can pick any one of those guys to go with Patrick Peterson. They got two players for one Cam Sutton. I like Cam Sutton. As we've said many times, he's not Darrell Revis.
No, he's not.
You just put $11 million, which is a pretty hefty chunk of your salary cap, into a guy who's going to stay on one side of the field and hopefully be dependable. And hopefully be decent, but I'll take two players for the price of one there. I'm going to give him an A. Elandon Roberts. Ron?
Seemingly a downhill run stopper, not much in coverage. I'll probably say B.
Yeah, on the surface, I'd say a B. I mean, he doesn't blow you away, but he also had 4.5 sacks last year, which is interesting to me. So maybe I raise that up to a B+.
I raise this one to an A. I like this guy. I think he's a winner. I think he smashes people in the run game.
No doubt. And as you said, no doubt about that, Joe.
As you said, Folsey, he also had 4.5 sacks, which is 4.5 more than all the inside linebackers combined for last year. Oh, wait. I think that, what's his name?
Had one.
Bob Spillane had one.
I miss Bob. I miss Bob already.
Yeah, I miss him already. Cole Holcomb. Ron?
I like Roberts better. I'd probably say C.
Yeah, this one, I'll give it a C+. I'm not all that thrilled about it. I don't know. I just see a lot of Bob Spillane in this guy, and he's coming off an injury.
I'm worried about Joe Schobert in this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. coming off the foot surgery. I know he was the first one signed, but it seems a little bit redundant here. Can he play the pass? His pass numbers, pass defense numbers for his career would indicate emphatically not. Maybe the Steelers can unlock something. He's the more athletic of the two, apparently, so maybe they can unlock something that wasn't unlocked yet in his career. I give this a C to a C-minus right now.
Great mullet, though.
Can't wait to
see that.
And I would love to be wrong about that.
Speaking of mullets, did you see the guy in Xavier that looked like Yager yesterday?
Jeff and I were
just
talking
all
about
over
that.
All over social media. What's Yager doing playing for Xavier with that mullet?
You know what? The mullet is coming back.
Is it really?
Yes, there's a lot of college kids.
Are you thinking of growing one, Maddie?
I probably could.
Of us three, you're the only one who could grow one.
Of us three, you're the only one.
I probably could if I wanted to. I don't think I'll do it, though. My wife would hate it. No way. She
it's coming back. Who runs the show in the house? You or her?
Well,
Cookie runs the show.
It's
popular in sports or in society in
just
general?
In society in general.
Wow.
That and a mustache.
Speaking of which.
And the combination of the two.
Oh.
Cookie runs the show. What's going to happen with Terrell Edmunds? That's the guy that's still out there that they haven't signed, right?
Same thing as last year, I guess.
Get him at a bargain rate late.
Wait, is he a free agent right now?
Yeah.
So again,
agent.
The same thing's happening as last year. I guess it's an average player at a low priority position. Period. That's the way I see it, and that's not an insult. He's just an average NFL guy.
I think Minka really likes playing with him. I hope they bring him back. I mean, obviously the price has to be right. He's the one guy they haven't signed that I'm still hoping they bring back.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him back. I guess I could go either way on that just because of what I said. It's an average player, right?
I think he had a little bit above average year last year.
I wonder if the
not
KZ...
great by any stretch, but above average maybe.
For him or for his position?
You know, maybe both. For him, he certainly, I think, had his best year.
Yeah. I just think people probably look at him and say there's a guy that, you know, he can probably get in a lot of different places.
Maybe.
Right?
I wonder if they have a hard cap on his number because
if it were anything other than that, then somebody would sign him last year or this year. They would be eager to sign him. Nobody is, including the Steelers.
Yeah.
It's the second time in a row this has happened. It's not an insult to him. He also plays a low priority position that people don't want to spend money on because they figure they can find people just like him to play it. That's the only thing I can think of, Ron.
I just think he can be a tweener for you and play into the box a little bit as a maybe a run stopping type guy that they're not or would really help you know their run defense and then can cover some people too.
For sure. I just think that there's other guys, many others who fit that description. You know what I mean? I don't know. The guys who get the money at that position make big things happen and he really doesn't do that. Much. In fact, he has zero forced fumbles in his whole career, one fumble recovery, and he's coming off a year with no picks. So he's a guy who, you know, he'll give you a positionally sound play, but not a lot's happening there, Ron. You know what I mean?
I like him a little better than you do, I think. Again, I bring him back.
I would say you like him better than the rest of the league, including the Steelers likes him.
I mean, I'm glad they brought him back last year because I think he had a pretty good year.
He did.
And
he had
I
a pretty good
Minka
year.
Minka likes playing with him. That means something to me because Minka is your all-pro. But, again, I'm not going to overpay for him. No way. But maybe they won't have to.
Yeah, neither is anybody else, quite clearly, it would appear. I mean... there's just no big plays there. There's good play, but no big plays. Ogunjobi signing, grade that.
I don't like it. I don't like 3 years. Although they can get out of these deals. I just think he's running on fumes. Didn't practice last year, constantly hurt. When he played, obviously did have some big plays. I'm not enamored with that one. I'd say C at best.
I give it a C plus. I do think that
Maddie keeps giving out all these pluses, you know?
Yeah.
Every time I say B, you go B plus. I say C, you go C plus.
Is it? I haven't even noticed that. But
nope. I want to hear your reasoning.
I think it's because when he's healthy, I think he can still play. Like, he still had moments last year even when he was really good. And I like that depth along the defensive line. We saw how important line play on both sides is for all these teams in the playoffs. They dominated up front. He can be a piece. The only thing that limits it, of course, and makes it a C-plus is his health.
I rated a C-minus. To me, this was a clear-cut 1 year, bring him in, hope we strike gold, and then say goodbye to him. Let's hope that we struck gold. We have the highest paid defense already. We're going to pay him $8 million. We think we're going to win. We think we're going to have a destructive, great defense. And now you're pushing it. Now you're expecting this guy to stay healthy over the course of this deal. Now they can probably get out of it. I think they can after 1 year.
Yeah, I think so too.
But you're still spinning the wheel. And you've still laid down a pretty big guarantee, too.
It is a gamble. There's no question.
And spent a lot of money. So I'm not a huge fan of that move. Nate Herbig.
Love his attitude. Is he going to be better as a backup maybe Dotson? Yeah, I'm okay with that. You know, decent price. I'd probably give it a B.
You know what, Ron? I'm going to give it a B+. I mean, honestly, I don't know a whole lot about the guy, really.
I don't either.
I can't go in-depth about him, but I like that they're adding depth along the offensive line. They'll need that. I mean, they're not going to get away with having virtually no injuries like they did last year, so sure.
I love his attitude, too.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Football guy.
Yeah, he's a football guy, and they're adding depth. They don't have to rely on Kendrick Green, which is one of the biggest mistakes in franchise history.
We've seen a lot, the last of him.
And Seumalo, I give this... Can they get out of this after a year, too? Have we seen that yet?
I have not seen it.
Bolsey?
I haven't seen the exact details here.
A lot of it depends on the deal for me, but I love this. I give this an A-. Some injury concern
here. You brought
here.
It in a starter.
Yeah. A guy who played 17 games and is coming off a really good season. There's nothing wrong with that, and they've got depth now, too, on top of that. I give that an A-.
All I see is 3 years, $24 million. I don't see any other outs or anything like that. I might give it an A+, Joe. I might give it an A+. I mean, he walks in and he's your best offensive lineman, according to PFF. I mean, if you guys...
He might be. He might be their best lineman.
Yeah.
I think he is, as a matter of fact.
So there you go.
If he stays healthy.
If he stays healthy.
Two of the last 3 years, he hasn't.
It's a great signing.
Still need to address that tackle position.
How about keeping Trubisky? For me, that's an A+, Ron.
Yeah, for sure. It's a big ticket, but such a valuable position. I don't know if I'd give him the plus. We'll let Maddie do that. I'll give him an A.
A+, Maddie?
I'll give him an A+. May even throw an extra plus on there. I mean,
we're dealing pluses out here, left and right.
Yeah. I mean, we dog the guy because of, you know, his play throughout the season. But if you're talking backup quarterbacks, how many better backup quarterbacks are there?
Not all of us dog the Mitch Trubisky.
Not all of us.
Not all of us.
And others have signed deals as big or bigger than this in the offseason. So it's starting to look like more of a bargain anyway to get a high-end backup quarterback, which I think he is exactly that, and I don't look at it as a luxury.
I don't either, but I haven't seen too many get more. Have been guys get more than 8?
Well, I think, yeah, Jameis Winston. What did Jacoby Brissett get? I don't have all the numbers in front of me.
You're probably right.
As they were coming up.
But not all of us dogged Mitch Trubisky.
It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
There you go.
Oh, Maddie, don't
Lenny
use broad strokes about all of us dogged Mitch Trubisky.
Not all of us, Maddie. And there's
all
the proof. Jacoby Brissett signed for $8 million, and there were a couple others, Ron. I don't remember, but there were other guys who signed for as much or more. He was the highest paid backup. Now he's not that.
Right.
So, and a couple haven't signed yet.
I'm bringing
yet.
Them back.
And so are they. Who's up next? Maddie Wenzel. Let's
yes,
talk
sir.
A little Penguins. We spent a lot of the show talking about them so far today. And Tristan Jarry back in goal. Mike Sullivan telling the media he respectfully disagrees with their assessment of Jeff Carter. Lots happening with the Penguins. Are they going to make the playoffs? Let's talk about that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.